Welcome to Heidelberg Meditations on this Monday of the second week in the year of our Lord 2023, as we turn our attention to Heidelberg Catechism question and answer number 3. Having found comfort in the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, as we confess before him our sin and misery, and having given him thanks and praise for purchasing us with his blood, filling us with his spirit, and giving us new and everlasting life, we now look deeper into what it means to know our sin and misery, as we confess in Heidelberg Catechism question and answer 2. Thus we look to question 3 and ask, from where do you know your misery? We answer, from the law of God. Paul explains for us in Romans 3, verses 19 and 20. Now we know that whatever the law says, it speaks to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be stopped, and the whole world may be held accountable to God. For by works of the law, no human being will be justified in his sight, since through the law comes knowledge of sin. How we know our sin is through the holy law of God. This was one of the express purposes of God's law. And then Paul says in Romans 7, verse 7, what shall we say then? That the law is sin? By no means. Yet if it had not been for the law, I would not have known sin. The temptation for many, when faced with the law of God, is to rebel against it or hate it. This is an understandable reaction. It is the reaction of the reprobate, and rightly so, for the law of God requires death to those who break it, and to those who are breaking it, they indeed hate it. But we are those who are called to love the law of God, even though it exposes our sin and misery. Many people, in fact most people, when they think of the law of God, think of the Ten Commandments. And while these are summations of the law of God, Sinai was not the first place we find God's law given. In fact, any time God speaks a command, it is law. Thus, when God told Adam and Eve to refrain from eating of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, his word was law, and they broke it. But more than just the spoken law, theologians throughout the centuries have recognized what is also called natural law. Paul speaks of this in Romans 1, verses 18 through 20. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, who by their unrighteousness suppress the truth. For what can be known about God is plain to them, because God has shown it to them. For his invisible attributes, namely his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world in the things that have been made. So they are without excuse. Apart from his spoken word, the power, nature, and expectations of God are known to all creation since the foundations of the world. And all are without excuse. God indeed created the world to work in a certain way, according to natural law, as we find in the third head of the Canons of Dort, Article 4. There remain, however, in man since the fall the glimmerings of natural light, whereby he retains some knowledge of God and natural things, and of the difference between good and evil, and shows some regard for virtue and for good outward behavior. And as Paul concludes in Romans 1, verse 32, though they know God's righteous decree that those who practice such things deserve to die, they not only do them, but give approval to those who practice them. The law of God in the glimmerings of creation, as well as the spoken word of God, expose the sin of mankind such that we all know we deserve to die. Thus are we, and all humanity, without excuse. We have broken the law of God in rebelling against his authority, against his power, and against his divine nature. We have broken the law of God in direct disobedience to his word. We have violated the holy law of God, and we are truly wretched creatures, wallowing in sin and misery. But as we have already confessed, once we know our sin and misery, we can flee to the cross of Christ, and there find redemption and salvation, full forgiveness, as the grace of God abounds more than all our sin, to the praise of his glory, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.